This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. Dozens of California state park facilities that have been partially or entirely closed since last fall due to budgetary cutbacks are opening their gates again today. Jenny Donovan, safety superintendent and public information officer for the Russian River District of the state park system, says the past few days have seen a frenzied effort to get things ready for the public's return.
We had a lot of rain, so there was a lot of growth. So it was just a matter of getting in there and getting the weeds cut back down and making sure that all of the water systems are in check and that the restrooms are open and cleaned and everything is mowed and the trails are ready to go. It's a lot of maintenance work and getting everything ready for the public.
The reopening of the parks, and especially campgrounds, is being welcomed by nearby businesses, such as the Fort Ross Store and Lodge, where Tony Romeo says it was a tough winter for them and the region's frustrated visitors.
It's hard to tell if the park closures did anything for our business or not. The economy has hurt us quite a bit from the motel and the store. I think it just hurts the people that are driving up, you know, the tourists. It hurts them the most. People are traveling the coast and everything's closed, everything's locked up, and that includes the bathrooms.
Margaret Kennett, owner of Fern Grove Cottages in Guerneville and president of the Russian River Chamber of Commerce, says businesses there were still able to direct out-of-town visitors to places that remained open, such as Armstrong Grove, but saw many disappointed locals pass by.
The closure this year of Fort Ross Park and some of the ones along the coast that had restrooms shut, people visiting this area, it causes some dismay because everybody expects the parks to be open, their main tourist attractions. Not only that, with the way the economy has been, it's something that a lot of families in the area look forward to visiting. So it affects locals as well as tourism.
Because the legislature has barely begun work on the state's budget for the new fiscal year that officially begins today, Jenny Donovan admits the park reopenings remain clouded by continuing uncertainty.
Everything is kind of an unknown. Once a budget is passed, then we'll have a better idea. The governor had made the statement that we would be getting full funding as of July 1st in this fiscal year. He's proposed to bring us back to the funding levels that we were at prior to all the service reductions. However, without a budget passed, nobody knows what's going to happen. So until it's passed, we're just going to try to do business as usual until we're told what our budget is.
Come November, California voters will have an opportunity to ensure ongoing parks funding, explains Michelle Luna, executive director of the Stewards of the Coast and Redwoods. That will come in the form of Proposition 21.
It proposes that $18 per vehicle will be assessed on everyone's vehicle license fee. And in exchange for that $18, all California drivers will have free day-use access to state parks.
Meanwhile, Donovan says the parks today are bracing for a lot of pent-up demand.
The reservations are back to the same level they were last year, so we should have full campgrounds.
I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.